How much should you give away for free? That's the question we're unpacking today on the Pulse on Human Design. And this episode was inspired by a DM that I got this week. And that DM was asking me to unpack someone's human design with them because they were faced with a big decision. And she knew, because she'd been in a lot of my free containers before, that I would be able to help her understand how she should make this decision based on her human design. But here's the thing. That's not something that I'm going to do for free. That's not something I was even tempted to do for free. But there was a time when I probably would have jumped in. And you may be at that point in your business as well, where you feel like you have to overgive free things. You feel like you have to answer every DM with a dissertation on someone's human design or astrology, thinking that that's the way that you're going to serve them. But I'm going to give you some tactics today to really understand how you can sell something instead of giving it for free, and why you should. And the biggest why you should is that people pay attention to what they pay for. They need to have skin in the game. So your free content is not necessarily free. It's costing you your time and your energy, and it's costing you your expertise. You have studied really hard to get the knowledge that you have about human design or astrology. You have added all of the healing tools that you have added so that you can really help people to transform on a deep level. And when you are just passing off information for free, there's no energetic exchange there. It's not honoring this journey that you've been on, nor is it honoring the journey that your potential client needs to go on. Of course, there is a place for free content. That's why we have social media and email lists and podcasts and all of the things. Free content helps to build trust. It shows your expertise. It's a way for you to show up as the authority in your space. It brings people into your world so that you have more of a pool of people when you go to sell your offers. And it gives people a taste of your voice, your energy, and your methodology. But it starts to cost a little too much when people bypass your offers and continually ask for more for free. And this can be further perpetuated by you when you give more for free. It just keeps happening. They keep wanting more and more and more because that's human nature. And I know that you want to give, and I know that you want people to heal, and I know that you love to share this knowledge, but you're creating a beast when you continue to pour this stuff on them for free. If you're starting to feel drained answering your DMs instead of building your paid work, this could be a call to you to step out of that. You're undercutting your paid products when you do so much for free. There actually are formulas to follow when you are creating free content. I know that in the online space, you're going to hear a lot of coaches telling you that you need to educate. Educate, educate, educate. Do tutorials left, right, and center. And there is a place for that for sure. But what you really want to be doing with your content is allowing people to see that there is a better way, showing people how your work actually moves them forward in their life, showing them what's possible. The brain is wired for possibilities. So what is possible when they understand their astrology? What is possible when they understand their Chiron placement? What is possible when they realize that their child is in their Saturn return? This is the type of free content that will actually move people closer to working with you. Now, I'm not saying never to do educational content, but it's not your job to educate people about human design. They can go to a human design school and get that information. Your job is to actually show them how to use it in their own life, their business, their relationships, whatever your area of expertise is. And something that you may be missing if you are overloading people with free stuff and answering all of these DMs with giving people more insights into their chart is actually a paid container to draw them into. Do you have something to sell that actually answers that problem that they are having? Because we are in the business of giving people solutions, selling people solutions. And you may think, oh, well, it only takes a minute for me to look at that and show her how her undefined will is playing into this situation. Or I can look at their charts together. It'll only take 10 minutes or so. And maybe that'll entice her to buy a reading with me. But all of these minutes add up. And the more time that you are giving this information for free, the less time you have for your paid offers. So how do we get around this? The first thing that we do is that we build an offer that is easily sold, like a report. Is there something that you're asked over and over again? Your clients definitely have common denominators. Your audience members definitely have common denominators. What are the things that come up over and over again? What are the things that you could talk about all day long? Build a report around that, something that answers something specific. You could even create a quick audio report that addresses it, personalized to someone's chart. And you can sell it before you build it. So let's start to think about these reports as answers to people's problems that are also part of our ecosystem in making us money. A simple rule of thumb is that if it costs your time, if it requires your time, it requires compensation. Of course, you can share general education, stories and lived experience, snippets of design types, profiles, centers, channels, all of the things that make human design so interesting. Lead magnets. You've probably built some lead magnets in bodygraph.com that you could actually send to people to answer some of their questions, even little voice notes. And I'm not saying to be cryptic, but your answers to these questions should make them curious for more, shouldn't always answer the whole thing so that you're doing yourself out of a job. Does that make sense? You can also share inspiration and possibilities. The brain is wired for possibilities. People need something to believe in. And in this human design and astrology space, we can give them so much hope. So start unpacking that for free with them. What you're going to charge for is personalized advice, reports, readings, any and all coaching, interpretations of specific charts. If somebody messages you and wants you to unpack a specific thing with them, that is something that you're going to do inside of a reading. Emotional processing that they need you to hold space for. How many times in this space have we seen people offer sacral sessions for free or sounding board sessions for free? That's your time in the room with someone. That's valuable. Now, I know that you were going to tell me that you have an undefined will or an undefined emotional solar plexus and how much you have a hard time with boundaries or with overgiving, but that's the shadow in your design. That's not who you really are. I'm going to invite you to go ahead and charge for your services. And that lady that messaged me this morning, I said to her, sure, I would love to unpack your design with you and help you with this decision. Here's a link to book a reading. And she did. Because people want the help that we have to offer. They want to understand how to move forward in their lives. They don't want to be stuck in paralysis by analysis. They don't want to be trying to decipher their chart and make all of the moving pieces come together. They want someone to help them move on to the next thing in their life. And you can only do that with one of your paid offers. Have that go-to link to share when someone messages you wanting more. Practice the line. This feels like something we can dive into more fully in a reading. Here's where you can book it. Or, I have a report that I'll personalize to you so that you can refer back to it over and over again. Would you like the link? You can also add a pinned post or a story highlight on your IG, comparing what's included in a free report versus what's included in a paid report, versus what's included in reading, versus what's included in coaching, whatever it is that you have to offer. Unpack it for people and show them how it's a different pathway. More skin in the game equals more results, more winning on their part. Start seeing your energy as currency and watch the world respond in kind. Because again, this is a beast that you're creating. The more you give for free, the more you're going to have to give for free. Whereas once you can stand in your power and start charging for your services, then that snowballs too. I'd love to invite you to consider a few things as we close out this episode. One is, where are you giving away too much for free? And two is, do you have a clear pathway from your free content into your paid offers? Like your reports, your audio reports, your readings, or your coaching. When you're ready to build a system that actually moves people forward on their path, and pays you well, I invite you to take a look at bodygraph.com and start your free 21-day trial today. You're going to be able to build the systems that get you paid for the work that you're due. Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.